Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Monday, February the 11th, 2008. Three Palestinians die in Gaza whilst the Israeli army kidnaps nine civilians from the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian medical sources reported that a Palestinian man died early on Monday morning of wounds he sustained last week. The sources identified the man as Saleh Napan. Doctors said that Napan was admitted to Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza on Friday after sustaining critical wounds from an Israeli air raid targeting Gaza City. Napan is the third Palestinian to die in Gaza on Monday. Two Palestinian cancer patients died in the coastal region as a result of the Israeli army siege imposed on the area since June 2007. Doctors added that the two had applied to travel for treatment outside of Gaza, but the Israeli army refused. On Monday, Al-Damia, the Palestinian Gaza-based Association for Human Rights, told IMEMC that since June 2006, there have been 103 Palestinian patients who have died as a direct result of the Israeli-imposed siege on the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, in the West Bank today, the Israeli army attacked several cities and towns in pre-dawn invasions, seizing at least nine civilians. Amongst them was a Palestinian Authority security officer from the city of Bethlehem in the southern part of the West Bank. The Israeli municipality of Jerusalem demolished on Monday a Palestinian-owned house located in the Wadi al-Juz area in the eastern part of Jerusalem city. The house, which was constructed 30 years ago, is owned by Aisha Aramin, aged 56. The Israeli municipality claimed that the house was built without a license. Since 1967, when Israel occupied the city of Jerusalem, the Israeli army rarely gives house-building permits to Palestinians of Jerusalem. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Morwenna Pencaro and Ghassan Banoura.